It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Some guys still don't want to believe that somehow Shohei was not involved, but I think our next guest can tell us. Brett Bruun joins us, guys. Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has got the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett's the host of the Brett Bruun Podcast, guys. Most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. Brett, you played in the bigs. Your dad played. Your brother played. There's varying degrees. Guys come to baseball clubhouses from all over the world, and some guys are like children. Some guys don't even know anything about finance. Are you buying that Shohei didn't know anything about this stuff?
Right out of the gate, huh?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
All right, let me give you my thoughts, what goes through my mind. Shohei Ohtani comes over here. I never thought at the big league level, you could do what Shohei Ohtani did. I thought maybe one day we'll see a pitcher that can give you some bullpen relief and be a hitter. That wasn't out of the realm of possibility. But to do what he did, to play at that level offensively, to do what he's doing on the mound at the same time, I thought it would never happen. So that being said, I'm a huge Ohtani fan and respect what he's done.
Right.
Now we get to this situation. And as you know, guys, with guys that you like and you want to see do well, you always want them to be innocent. So I've run through every scenario possible in my brain. And at the end of the day, I can't come up with a scenario where he didn't know what was going on. I just can't do it. I've been here. I know how it is. Even the guys that really aren't on top of their finances, with that amount of money, with the level of income that Shohei has, right, there are people that are in place in banking that if there's big amounts of wire transfers going out,
red flag,
you will get a phone call that says, Shohei, I know you make a ton of money. Not a big deal. Not my business. Just want to make sure it's on the up and up. There's 500 grand going out the door.
Right.
That call is made 100% of the time, not a text to a random phone. Mm-hmm. It's somebody getting you on the phone. And I know he's making a lot of money. It's all relevant, or it's all relative. Some guy's $50 to show, hey, Tani's $5 million. I get it. But that amount of money going out the door and being a huge fan of his, there's no way I can find in a rational world that you didn't know. That being said, even with somebody you're betting with, there's nobody that's just going to give the interpreter millions of dollars of lines out there without the guy with the actual money okaying it. Oh, yeah, no problem, Ipe. You're in the hole a couple $1 million. You're an interpreter. No way your salary justifies that. So somebody's got to know, like, yeah, I got you, if it goes south. There's nobody out there that would give a line like that. So I don't know. It's out of my purview. I don't have all the facts. But just on the surface, what I'm seeing, what you guys are seeing, what they're making public now, something's fishy. Something's fishy.
Right.
Brett, in light of this new information, sort of in the eye of the public, this could clear Shohei Ohtani of any potential wrongdoing. Does Major League Baseball wipe their hands of this, say, we have an out now and we don't hear anything about this and play on?
Well, here's the thing, and I really didn't like the comparisons to the Pete Rose thing. Nobody ever for one second said he bet on baseball.
Right.
And anything short of that, I look at the game of baseball now. It used to be back when I was playing 15 years ago. It was gambling was taboo, and it was something, you know, we bet on. We had March Madness pools and stuff like that. And never one time did I have a teammate or anybody around me even would consider betting on the game of baseball. So that's off the table for me. Until you show me some information, I'm not even going to go there. But now it's not taboo in the game of baseball. You see Major League Baseball, they're partnering. A lot of their big sponsors are in the gambling industry. So to me, it's kind of hypocritical. Like nowadays, you can go into a major league venue, bet at the game. During the commercials, they're saying, well, it's 13-5 that Atlanta's going to score more than the – and all of a sudden, you're going to crack down on gambling. So I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22 for me. I hope we get through this and everything's all right, because Shohei is such, you know, probably the biggest, if not the biggest star in baseball, the biggest star in all of sports right now is Shohei Ohtani. So I hope it clears. But once again, and right. All we have is the information we have. Let the people doing their job do their job, and what's going to come of it's going to come of it.
Yeah, it's just that awkward balance between commerce and the sanctity of the game that everybody's been talking about for over a century. It's Brett Boone with us, guys, three-time All-Star. And for some of our younger audience, you guys might not know, this dude batted 500 for the Braves in 99 on the way to the World Series, which I thought was one of the best jobs that Bobby Cox did, with some of the injuries, losing Javi Lopez. Remember, you came in on that team, and that team had a right. Sort of a sum of its parts in Shipper and Andrew and just clutch.
That was one of the best teams I've been on. I was fortunate enough in my career to play on two or three really good teams. The early 2000s in Seattle, the 99 Braves, of course, 94, 95 Cincinnati Reds, who we got whooped by the Braves in the National League Championship Division in 95. But I remember coming there. It was a different atmosphere than I'd ever been in. Bobby Cox was at the helm. And I remember being myself came in, Brian Jordan came in that particular year. Andrew was a young player, but the staples that were in place in that 99 team were Chipper, Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin. And I remember coming there going, well, at least I don't have to face Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin anymore. It was a great year in Atlanta. I got to go to my first World Series. We got beat by New York in the World Series, but it was my first time there. I remember in spring training sitting down, and usually every year that your skipper, whatever ball club you're on, will come and they'll address the team. And I remember Bobby saying, for all you new players here, it's different in Atlanta. We win this division, and we win it every year. I'm going to put the lineup up, and you're going to go steamroll your opponent. Well, that's what we do. We won 100-plus games, got through a couple series in the postseason, and then ended up losing to the Yankees. But I have a lot of fond memories in Atlanta, and we really were a really, really good team.
Brett, taking it to the 2024 squad, the Braves were hit with one of those injuries that's plaguing Major League Baseball right now, losing the ace in Spencer Strider. Do you think there's an easy fix to help all of these arm injuries?
I don't. I mean, they're just racking up. A lot of the talk lately has been about these injuries. You know, you got the list goes on and on with not only pitchers in the game of baseball, but big-time number one starters. You know, Cole's out, Verlander, Scherzer, DeGrom, Bieber, Strider recently. The big closers are Bautista and Hendricks, Gonsolin, Alcantara with Miami. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think the Braves are good enough to where they're going to be able to get by. You've got to work out, Max Fried and his start. There's a little worry there. I think over the long haul, he's going to be fine. Sale's been a big addition for you. Mm-hmm. Morton's doing a great job like he has his whole career, but he's 40 years old. Lopez at the top of the rotation now. But Spencer Strider has definitely through and through been that guy in Atlanta for the last couple of years. When a guy like that goes down, man, that's a big guy to replace. We'll see. This offense, I think, is good enough to power him through. They're number one across the board early on in spring training or early on in the season. This is just a small sample size. But these guys offensively, they put the ball in play.
Right.
They don't walk much, but they don't strike out much either. And it's right up there. The offense the Braves have, it's a Phillies, it's a Dodgers, it's a Texas Rangers, Astros type lineup where it's just long, deep. It doesn't give the opponent a break. And I think in that division, I think Atlanta's going to win that division, even with the absence of a Strider. You get through the big bulk of the season, you get to that trading deadline.
Right.
Guys like the Atlanta Braves, those type of franchises, they're going to make a big deal at the deadline. I think they've got enough, and I think they're still the class of that division.
Yeah, it's just a five-game. It's the same thing that happened to a lot of Bobby Cox teams, Brett, just those five-game NLDS. It's a shame. I know there's been some talk about are you kind of minimalizing the regular season because, you know, the teams that, you know, are the number one seeds have to wait, and it did sort of derail the front runners last postseason.
Well, I think it's a different ballgame we're playing with in 2024. I don't think necessarily you're rewarded for being the best team in baseball. You know, we've seen it recently, 100-win teams get knocked out in the first round. Whereas in the past, you know, you go back way back to where there was just two divisions and there was one playoff series. And then usually the best team ended up winning the World Series. With 12 teams now making the postseason, six from each league, it's been the easiest time in the history of baseball to make the postseason. But I think the toughest to go through all those series, get to the World Series, and then win a World Series. I think last year, if you would have told me that it was the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers win, I'd say you're lying that you had that in your pool. So I think it's good for the game because it keeps all these cities so much more involved in the baseball side, whereas in years past, you're on to football 2 months before the Major League Baseball season. You're keeping cities involved. In the big picture, I think it's good for the game. But these teams now, 162 games, it's not as important about that marathon that it used to be. Best team comes out at the end. If you just play good, get around that 90 wins, you're going to get a postseason berth. And then as we're seeing in modern times, anything can happen.
Brett, you're talking about the big picture of the game there. What do you make of the debacle going on in Oakland?
Oh, my goodness. I've got a friend of mine, Kase, is the manager. I've got a son-in-law that is the shortstop, Nick Allen, for that team. And I watch it on a daily basis. I stay out of it. I don't talk to anybody there. But, man, it's really sad to see. Oakland, such an iconic organization, World Series champions back-to-back in the early 70s, obviously, that Bash brother time with Eckersley and Dave Stewart and Welsh and Moore.
Right.
Such a great organization. Early 2000s when I was in Seattle, man, we had some epic battles with the Oakland A's, the Billy Bean era of the Moneyball era where they were good year in and year out, winning 100 games in that tough American League West. And you see where they are now. You know, they're spending $40 million on their payroll. Who knows who's coming and going on a daily basis? You can't get a lineup. The starting pitching is a lot to be, a lot to reckon with. I mean, this is the big leagues, and it seems like they're putting out a minor league-type rotation year in and year out. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's going to happen with Major League Baseball. I don't know if they're going to be forced into a sell situation in the short term. They're going to Sacramento. They're going to be playing in a minor league facility. I don't even know how that's legal with all the things put in place at the Major League Baseball basic agreement. You can't play in a minor league facility. You know, I know Toronto did it during the COVID year. That was special
circumstances. Buffalo, yeah.
The lights have to be changed to get up the snuff. It's a complete mess. Are they going to Vegas? Are they not going to Vegas? I wish Oakland would just work something out and get a big time new ballpark, which is what they need the most.
Right.
And go from there. But in the meantime, it's just kind of a sore spot plaguing Major League Baseball at the time.
Yeah, they just don't have the money in the city of Oakland to get it in, and the ownership. I don't know how you screw up that Vegas thing, man. Hey, Brett, before we cut you loose, guys, Brett Boone is with us, our MLB Odyssey insider. For our younger audience, his grandpa played the game. I saw his dad catch at Shea with the Phillies back in the day a million times. Your brother, obviously. When you were kids growing up, did you play all the sports? Because we just talked about Spencer Strider and the pitching issues. It just seems like the over-specialization. I know John Smoltz here in Atlanta always says, you know, he got to play a lot of sports. How was your childhood as a kid? Was it all baseball or other stuff?
No, we played everything. And I think you hit it on the head when it came, you know, all this talk now of why all of a sudden are all these big league pitchers going down. It used to be shoulder injury. Now it's all elbow injuries. I think finally it's coming to fruition, this current modern day way of as kids, how we play sports. People are specializing starting at age 10. I think it's crazy. Right. I played basketball, football, baseball. We played street hockey in the street. You know, I don't want to go back to the get off my lawn. It was better when I grew up.
Yeah, it kind of was.
But that's what we did. That's what we did. Right. You know, we gave our arms a rest in baseball because we were playing football and basketball. I think finally what's happening with these arm injuries, and I've talked to everybody. I've talked to doctors. I've talked to trainers. I've talked to big league pitchers that were teammates of mine. And I think what I've come to the conclusion is I think it's kind of finally coming to roost that 10-year-old in the modern day that throws 60 pitches on his little league team because that's the rules and you can't pitch for 4 days. Well, what they do is the parents take him to Team B on Sunday, and they're out throwing again. And I think in the long haul, it started, all the surgeries were Major League Baseball pitchers. Then it went to Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball pitchers. Right. Now the amateurs are getting way more surgeries than the big leaguers are. I just think it's coming home to roost the way this modern age of player has started at age 10. Finally, we're starting to see it at the big league level. Right. And I think that's got to change from a youth perspective. So
I'm with you.
That's my take with all this flying around.
I hear you. But all these parents, that's the way the kid gets a scholarship. I'm with you, man. Brett, we really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you throughout the season, man. It's our Odyssey MLB Insider, Brett Boone. Insider Calls, presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has got the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Thanks again, Brett.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.